Welcome to the fourth installment, the end of the second week of Edgeways Productions podcasting. We have on remote today the co-founder of PerfectDuluthDay.com, the owner of BarrettChase.com, and the creator of the sometimes sublime Occam's Razor, Mr. Barrett Chase himself. Barrett is here to play three questions and a request. We will be hearing from him in a little bit. Keep in mind, his request is, even though you won't be hearing it till near the end of the program, his request is what I've built the music portion of this show around. So everything you hear leading up to that, and anything you hear after it, of course, will be related. Even this.
Give us the strength to lift her and carry her to her grave. Annabelle is dead, and Jesus will never again hear her gravel on the window voice, her tail in the door voice. We'll never again see her goiter shake like an old apple in a windstorm. Annabelle is dead and gone home to thee, O precious Lord. Welcome her with open arms and spread them wide. She's dead, oh precious lamb, we're sure of it this time. She went over in her kitchen with a thud, scattering her chicken surprise for her ill-tempered little pop-eyed slobbering dog who ate most of it. Annabelle is dead and gone and left us here to carry on and carry her big, fat, annoying ass out to the grave and bury her deep so she won't get up even in dreams to holler her insane shit at us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking Annabelle. I bet she was hard to lift even for thee. Annabelle is dead. She killed her husband, poor old Pete. She screamed and hollered him to death with her helium woodpecker voice. Pulled at him and yelled at him and hit him and screamed at him until he had fits and slapped his own face and talked in tongues. At the dinner table, oh sweet Jesus Christ, Annabelle is finally dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah and amen. There's a big sale on Tuesday. Big sale on Tuesday. Who will buy her angry purse? 40 pounds of frozen pot pies. Who will buy her stiff hairnets for failed perms? Her fly-speckled glasses. Who will buy her girdle that didn't? Who will buy her hippo bra and her nylons that would fit pylons? Hey, who will give me a nickel? Who will give me a dime? Who will give me a nickel? Who will give me a dime? Who will give me something for this shit? Who will buy the little plastic church that used to light up? Busted pink hair dryer and half a carton of menthol cigarettes. Who will buy her cracked bowling ball and enough knickknacks to sink the Titanic? Who will buy her sidewalk made out of storm doors and cardboard and a blown Pontiac full of sparrows and saplings? Oh, who will buy? Who will buy? Step right up. Who will buy? Who will buy? Who will buy? Put a big old stone on top of her that says, Annabelle, finally shut up and kick the bucket. Big sale on Tuesday.
got skin tight, there was nothing to hide. She was on top of her roller is gone and the dirt's already there.
Jump right in here, and could you tell me about somebody who you admire or who has inspired you in the past? Why don't you talk about that a little bit, and you know, and tell me why?
You know, who really inspired me the most was probably my grandfather, who was a lot like me, and who lived with us when I was growing up. And he lived to be 95 years old. And he was always kind of an easygoing guy, really happy, joking around a lot, and it was kind of strange because ever since I knew him, ever since I was a very small child, he was retired, and you know, he retired at like age 65, and he lived to be 95. So, you know, he was always around, not making much sense to people, but I think he was having a good time, you know, so it was an attitude. It was it was just sort of a laid back look at life, you know, that where he, I mean I know he was retired, but but he, you know, he it seemed to me that he thought that humor and having fun and things like that were more important than anything else, and that they were, I don't know. He also thought, I mean, he was very well liked among everybody. More than any other attribute, you know, that he had. He was, you know, people would say, well, everyone likes him, you know, and so he made people feel at ease and made people feel happy, I guess. I think that's important too.
This is the road to Alabama. This is the road to Baton Rouge. This is the road to Nome, Alaska, and every other place I wanna go. This is the road to Pasadena. This is the road.
Concert you saw last year?
The best concert I saw last year, one that I really enjoyed was that when I saw Devendra Banhart in the cities, and it was kind of strange because he had food poisoning at the time, and so he just kind of sat there on the floor of the stage, cross-legged, and said, "Well, you know, I may run off the stage at any time, but you know, I'm going to try to do this for you." And so, but that was fun, and it was a fun little trip, and kind of eventful. But
but no words came out. ounces of social skills. I'm just an ass in the crack of humanity. I'm just a huge manatee. A huge manatee. And besides, you're probably holding hands with some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about bands. And all I wanna do is ride bikes with you and stay up late and watch cartoons. Cartoons with you, Josie and the Pussycats and Scooby-Doo. I want you to watch cartoons with me, He-Man, Voltron, and Hong Kong Fooey. I tried to ask you to your face, but no words came out. Put on my hood and walked away. That doesn't mean I don't like you. And besides, you're probably holding hands with some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about bands. And all I wanna do is ride bikes with you and stay up late and maybe spoon. Just because I don't say anything doesn't mean I don't like you.
No.
I opened my mouth and I tried and I tried. And besides, you're probably some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about bands. And all I wanna do is ride bikes with you and stay up late and watch cartoons. I'm just your average Thundercats hoe.
Last question. As a lifetime resident of Duluth, can you tell me why you like it here, and why are you still here?
Well, I think it seems like a place where there's a pretty good, I don't know what to call it. I think a lot of people who are not like me, or who I maybe wouldn't get along with, I think a lot of them leave. and I think that a lot of other people stay behind or come here from other places and for similar reasons that I stay in that. What I really like about it is that it's a place where you can just sort of do what you want to do, and it's encouraged, rather than, you know, a place to just try to act cool, I guess, you know.
Okay, Barrett. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate you being here on our second week. Some interesting answers to some run-of-the-mill questions there. Now, could you tell me what you would like to hear?
I would like to hear Not Possible by Jerry Small.
Okay, well, thanks again to Barrett Chase for being our guest this week. Going to run down really quickly what you heard music-wise this half hour. We started off with Greg Brown, Annabella May. Then we had a track by Look Down Moon. That's an untitled track off an EP they had out a while back. Party Store Minnows followed them up. Then Moldy Peaches. Then we had the requested track by Jerry Small. And finally, at 80 Second Now, you'll hear queuing up behind me the Jerry Small and Scott Lunt duet, as they call themselves, the Small Stars. If you have questions, if you are confused about the logical progression, the tie-in between all these songs, drop me a line at edgeways@gmail.com, edgeways@gmail.com. Or if you would like to be a future or the next guest on Three Questions and a Request, do the same.
get to know your name. If I could get your private number, baby, 'cause all I know is that to me you look like you're lots of fun. Open up your loving arms, I want some more. Set my sights on you.
No one else would do.
And I got to have my way now, baby. 'Cause all I know is that to me, you look like you're having fun. Open up your loving arms and watch out. Here I come. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby. All I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. And open up your loving arms and watch out. Here I come. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin.
Baby,